Seder Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Noach, Rosh Chodesh, Mar Cheshvan, and we are starting a new perek in the Sefer Shmiras Halashon, Shar HaTorah Perek Ches. Gam Ze Minin Hanizkor Le'el. The Chofetz Chaim is discussing a similar topic, a continuation from the topic we discussed in Perek Zayin. So what did we discuss in Perek Zayin? In Perek Zayin, we discussed how a person has to make sure he strengthens, he's mechazik. We're on page 492 in the English edition, and in the other editions, it's Perek Ches. You have the place there? So the topic which was discussed in Perek Zayin was that a parent has to make sure he strengthens, he's machzik his son. He encourages his children to learn Torah. And we discussed there are many ways of chizuk. Chizuk does not just mean to pay the tuition for the child to learn, but it means to bring the child to the yeshiva, to encourage with words of encouragement. Chofetz Chaim didn't say all this point, but this is all falls in the category of chizuk. To make sure that the child sees what the most important thing in the parent's life is, that the child learns Torah. I mentioned the story in the past, I'll say it again. The Rebbe asked the children, what's the most important thing in life? So I actually asked this to my four-year-old recently. We were in the sukkah a few days ago, and my four-year-old is, I'm eating something, so children, they like to be social leaders. They join the parent and they eat the food with the parent, the parent's food, and then so as I'm feeding her some food, I said to her, I said, Chaya, what's the most important thing in the world? So she smiles to me, oh, that's an obvious question. Candy. Yeah, that's an easy one. So, okay, here's my job. I'm the father, I have to tell her. I said, Chaya, Torah is the most important thing in the world. So I asked her again, I said, Chaya, what's the most important thing in the world? She says to me, Torah. And with her little 4-year-old way of talking. So here it is. The parent is educating the child and teaching the child what the most important thing in the world is. Torah. Okay, good. So Rebbe asks his child, the children, Talmidim, the same question. What is the most important thing in the world? So the whole class screams out, Torah. And one Talmud screams out, Chalot. Right? Remember we said this? Are you here for this one? So the Rebbe, imagine that everyone screams out, Torah. And all you need is one clown, and he ruins it for everyone. So he has to send him to the principal. He has to send him to the principal. The principal sits down with his Talmud, and he says to him, "Do you really think chalent is the most important thing in the world?" So the Talmud says back, "Not really. I don't really think so." He says, "Why'd you scream out chalent? I don't understand." Because my father thinks it's the most important thing in the world. So I don't understand. What do you mean? So the child says, because when I come home with my Divrei Torah, and it's time for me to say something by the Shabbos table, my father is involved with his chalent. The Chofetz Chaim here in these prakim are telling us Torah is the most important thing, and we have to make sure we educate our children that they know that as well. And what's the greatest way of education? To lead by example. And here this child sees his parent, his father, caring more about the chalent than about the divrei Torah the child comes home from school. That's why the child has that mindset, Rachmana Litzlan, that the chalent is more important. Let's continue. V'yesh shemoyrim heter kayoyim v'ponim acherim v'oyimim. He just left off in the previous perek is that the Yetzer Hara persuades people, the parents, and tells the parents, you have to have an education for the child. He has to be able to make a parnasa. And that's why they pull them out of yeshivas and they don't encourage him to learn anymore. Manamo larik l'lamdei Torah. What's the purpose of learning Torah? Namo larik, for what benefit? Ula yitztarich leilach latzava v'shezizmalei loshnas esrim. Now, before I even translate the words, we have to remind ourselves the history. It's always important to know the history. The history in the time period when the Chafetz Chaim was talking about. The Chafetz Chaim has a whole sefer which he wrote for Jewish people who were thrown into the Russian army, who were taken away in the army, and how to perform mitzvahs in the army. How to survive as a Jew as much as possible. So here, a parent will say perhaps, the Yitzhar will get to the parent and say, what benefit is there to educate my child to learn Torah? Once he hits the age of 20 years old, he'll be pulled away. We know there are unfortunately very sad stories of the continence when the young children, that's not even what the Chafetz Chaim is referring to, when the young children were ripped away from their mother's arms and at little young ages, 7 years old, 8 years old, maybe even younger, and thrown into the Russian army and their mindset was polluted, only to come out decades later and not know anything. Says the Chafetz Chaim, "Etoiv lelamdei rak shar chochmas v'inyonim asher behem ulai yekaloi mizman ha'avoda." That a person would say, what benefit is there for me to educate my child in Torah when at the age of 20, whatever age it might be, he'll be pulled out to the army? It's more appropriate for me to educate him in something in this world that he'll be able to be more successful with.
Is he referring to the period of military service?
Yeah, the Mizman Avoda, meaning the military service, would be easier to work with. Right, if he knows how to use his hands better, he'll be more successful in the army. Says the Chafetz Chaim, "Divrayim elu doimim." This approach is similar. Lo adam shemurchach lisa b'svino al hayam. To a person who has to go travel on a boat, zman meruba for a long time, amisyayish liknois mazayim. And he doesn't acquire it for himself food properly. If ein meichin mazon klal mitam shiyorei ulai lo yaspik hamazon ho. What does this person think? What does he do? He doesn't acquire the proper amount of food for the trip because he says to himself, maybe the amount I buy won't be enough. Well, it sounds ridiculous, right? The man is going on a trip, on a voyage, and he doesn't bring tzeid l'derech, he doesn't, now there's no Wawa on the road. You know, there's some Lakewood, there are some gas stations. I didn't know this until last year. There are some gas stations that they have kosher falafel stands inside.
Yeah.
And they have...
Also cholent. Yeah.
Cholent, exactly.
Israel,
that's right, cholent. Not chalent, so cholent, but they have cholent, and they have schnitzel. It's a different world today. I was in the car with my friend. He says to me, can I get you something? So by a gas station, I figured, I don't know what's there, a bag of pretzels maybe, I don't know. I go inside, I see a whole falafel store. They don't have this on the boat. And there's no island to stop off over there. So the person figures either you prepare yourself a package or you don't prepare yourself a package. So his mindset says, the Chafetz Chaim, what's to prepare food? I won't have enough anyway. That's what he says. How ridiculous is that? So the MS, we're turning the page in the English edition and we're skipping the Haggah. We'll come back to it. So the MS on the Tzrichon is Boishishli Kolem Yavisenu. So the Heim Hadoris Harishonim Shoyu Bekama Meiris Shonim Shalofanenu. Umanoshiv Lehem Kishishu Lolonu Lama Yisim Nirpim Kolkach Belimer Atoyer Vekiyom Mitzvahs. The Chafetz Chaim says, we have to be embarrassed. We have to be embarrassed from the previous generations. Imagine if they would be here today and ask us this question. Ask a question to people. Why is it that you're not educating your child to Torah? and to how to learn how to perform the mitzvahs, what would we respond to them? The previous generations would say to us, do you know what it meant for a person to take a sefer and to sneak it and smuggle it, and then have other people, little children, gather together in a room? Do you know what that would mean if we'd be caught learning Torah? Now, we're not going back to the times of Hanukkah. We could just go to communist Russia, not too many years ago. A person to walk with a Gemara in public? It's unheard of. It's a death sentence. And to teach Torah? No, they were Rabbanim, they were the different people. If I'm not mistaken, there are even people in this community that would smuggle different Jewish articles into Russia. I'm not going to say who, different Rabbanim. I heard a story. He had a big beard, and he dressed up with a leather jacket, and he brought a massive block of cheese, hard cheese. Now, how are you going to cut that cheese? So you need a very big, good knife. And he brought this knife along, and, you know, I didn't go on the plane with it. It was packaged up. But at the airport, they said, well, what are you doing with this knife? So, well, you see the cheese? I got to cut the cheese. How else do you expect me to cut this hard cheese? I need a hard knife, strong knife. This knife was for Shechita. You can't just bring a Sheikhet knife looking like a Rav. So he disguised himself. This is one of the stories I've heard. Is how they brought in a knife to do the shechita, and they brought it into the. They smuggled it in. So Chavetz Chaim is saying, in the previous generations, when they had to perform the mitzvahs under such hard circumstances, and if they got caught, it could mean a life and death sentence, and it could mean tremendous suffering. And for us, just come to learn. How could we give any excuses? Says the Chavetz Chaim. Don't you realize, this is now the previous generation is talking, all the decrees and all the difficulties that we had to go and deal with, they forced us with all these different types of suffering, that we should not perform limra Torah and the mitzvahs. And nonetheless, we strengthen ourselves. We strengthen ourselves with all of our might to guard the Torah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on l'chvayd Hashem, the God of the heavens and earth. Shaloi lavar afilu al shum siyag mechazal. That we shouldn't transgress chas v'shalom even a siyag. What's a siyag? A fence. Chazal derabanan. Even the derabanans. Even that which the sages enacted, we should make sure that we keep. Vatem and you. Once again, this is the previous generations talking. Be'ezras Hashem. Yes, America presents many challenges. We also have to appreciate. We all came here to learn today. There was no patrolman standing in front of the kollel here and saying, what are you going to do? We came to learn and finished. You know, sometimes when things are so easy for us, not us personally, us as a people, we take it over, take it for granted. But if we lived in a generation sometimes when people would take something away from us, then all of a sudden we put up a fight. We don't realize sometimes we, and I don't mean anybody here, we as a people, we are sometimes our worst enemy. Because comes along with that freedom, comes the zeh l'umat zeh also l'kim. We just landed in Kaihelas on Sukkis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates an evil inclination according to the Yetzer Tov. And the Yetzer Tov, the good inclination, according to the Yetzer Hara, they have to have the same strength to have a fair battle. So we have this tremendous freedom and to come to learn whenever we want. At the same time, the distractions and this freedom brings with it the Yetzer Hara that says, oh, I have to do this, I have to do that. I'm so busy, I don't know what I'm busy with.
Busy doing nothing.
Continues the Chafetz Chaim. Batem be'ezes Hashem she'yisim choysim b'tzel malachei chesed. You are living in a country of kindness. Manichem eschem l'kayim kol ha'toyer v'amitzvus. And they permit you to perform all the Torah and the mitzvahs. He is a misrashlim, mekim ha-Torah. I don't understand. How could you be lax and lazy when it comes to learning Torah? Do you know what we had to suffer and give up to learn Torah? You know, there's a certain topic many of you know that I discuss again and again. The topic of sports. Sports has what's called like the chazer feet. What's the word in the chazer feet? The chazer sticks his feet out to show I'm kosher. I'm kosher. I split hooves. Sports is like the chazer feet. How so? The truth is, you know, for a person to play a ball is not a, you know, play some ball is health. Exercise is good also. Important, encourage it. Shmat and Baitan Shosechim, we should be healthy. But that's not what we're talking about. The following of sports as a way of life. I know somebody who told me a season tickets to a football stadium. Now, the good thing is that football games are only 16 games a year. And half the games are away. So that means 8 games. I asked him, how much time does it take to be involved with one game? They explained to me, well, there's the game itself, how many hours of the game. And then, of course, there's a traffic getting to the game. And then there's the traffic getting home from the game. Now think for a second. What kind of weather is it? What kind of weather do they have during the football games?
Snow, cold weather.
Snow, rain, cold. People pay money. You hear this? Pay money to sit outside in freezing temperatures. It's like, imagine if you had someone was forced to do this, you would say, look what they do to me. Look what they do to me. And then what are you watching? You're watching a bunch of people smashing their heads together. And 15 years later, they walk around with concussions, they have no brains anymore. Now, this is the easy one. This is just football. If a person has season tickets if he's involved with baseball, that's 162 games. And if his team is a good team, and I used to be a sports fan, so I could talk about this. Because I know how it grips a person and grabs him in. And it's the chazer feet. And it's from one season to the next season, to the next season, to the baseball season's almost over. But football just started. And then there's basketball, and then there's hockey. So just as one season's winding down, the Yetzer Hara has another season for a person to get involved with. Why is it the chazavi? You'll ask me, what's so wrong with it? What's usher about it? If we'll just discuss the time alone that a person spends involved with this. Man, Adam was not created. Adam lomal yulad, as the Gemara Sanhedrin tells us, when we talk about the person, the Jewish person, this is not for him. You know, someone said to me years ago, would you want to invite these people into your house? All these sports players. Would you want to invite them into your house? The language they use, their aspirations, their goals. A friend of mine told me that his uncle, this goes back many years, was a sports fan of a certain team. And the way it works, if you go before the game or maybe after the game, and you wait there on the side, that's where the players, they have to come into the stadium somehow. They don't get zapped in there. You wait outside and you can ask them for an autograph. So this person was a sports fan of a certain team. He's waiting outside. And he asked the ball player for an autograph. And his response was one of, get away from you, dirty Jew.
Ooh.
You know what the sad part is? He still remained a diehard sports fan. He didn't take the message to heart. They don't care about us. At least that's what he's telling you. Now, I'm not saying every single ball player is like this. We have to realize where we come from. If I would sit down on the floor here now and we'll start playing jacks, you'd look at me like maybe I had one too many. I didn't get enough sleep, maybe. What's going on? What? How old are you? The child toys of the chazafit of the sports, of the wasting time. Time is so precious and valuable. The previous generations would say, what are you doing? You're watching a person throw a ball into a hoop? Spending hours and hours? Do you know how much I had to sacrifice to open up Gemara? To bring my children to learn? That's what the Chafetz Chaim is talking about. Let's finish the paragraph. Is the Malchus, is the government preventing you from learning Torah? Is it that the government doesn't let you learn Torah? That's not the case. In God we trust. The government believes in God. It says in the dollar bill. In the money. Some of them even give honor and glory to the Torah. If a person would value what he has as a Jew, his heritage, the precious religion, the glory, the kavod haTorah, what Torah is, there'd be no such thought to waste all those hours and hours from one season, one sports. From baseball to football to, you know, I didn't even discuss, there's golf, there's race car driving, there's horse racing. Then they have this thing in the European countries where they jump on people without any padding. They call it rugby. And that game I don't understand. I don't understand that game at all. Of course there's soccer, this endless amount of sports out there. You pick the team, you follow it, and that's your life. And you wasted a life. The Chafetz Chaim, with this will conclude, the Chafetz Chaim is saying, the previous generations would say to us, what are we doing with our time? How can we not mechazek ourselves and strengthen our children as well? Have a good Shabbos and a good Chodesh.